Welcome to episode 47 of 21st Century Boys. My name is Joe Crawford.
I'm Henry Crawford.
And we're going to talk some manga again today. I believe last time we were here, we did Dragon Ball Z Chapter 11, and that was in Volume 2. Today we're going to be doing from Volume 3, Chapter 23, I believe it was. And this one's called Hope Runs Out. And the first thing you see when you open up the volume says, "You expecting the contents?" And it's Yai Jirobe. And he's one of my favorites. And chapter 23, Hope Runs Out. What's his name again?
Nappa.
Nappa, that's right. Okay, so it's going to start with Nappa. So the Z fighters, if you will, have been fighting against Nappa and Vegeta. Vegeta, in the previous volume, used one of his little seed gremlins. I can't remember what they're called. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I forgot what they're called.
Yeah. Anyway, one of them blew Yamcha up. So one of the fighters has died. So Nappa's like, okay, who do I kill first? So, and the fighters we have at this point right now are Krillin, Gohan,
Piccolo, Chaozu, and Tien.
Yep. So, yeah! And Piccolo goes, now! And Nappa goes flying across the screen. Tien punches, but he's too fast. He doesn't land it. Tien isn't unable to punch him, it looks like. But Nappa's about to land his blow. And Piccolo screams, drop! So Nappa actually misses as well. Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't miss at all. Look, he took his hand off.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So he really got hurt. So Tien's missing his hand, and Chaozu screams Tien, and except he says Tien. How did you say it again?
Tien Shinhan. That's like his full name, except it says it as like one word.
Yeah. So they do it like a little different in the manga than the anime. And then Vegeta's like, unbreakable. Nappa's like, next, because Tien's pretty much out. But Tien goes, you scum! And he comes to do an attack on Nappa. Nappa evades, and Chaozu goes, no! Because Tien basically gets thrown into like a cliffside or something?
Yeah, also,
yeah.
Chaozu's like good friends with Tien because they went to like the same like martial arts school, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when I think of Chaozu, I always think of Tien. They're kind of like a package, kind of like Puar
and Yamcha.
Yeah. And in the olden days, Oolong and Goku were kind of always together too, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
That's funny. Then he says a word that I'm not going to say. He says, he won't die. And Piccolo's like, what power? And then Krillin says a word I'm not going to say. And Piccolo's like, don't do it, he's too much. And Krillin's like, out of my way. And Nappa's all excited. He goes, attaboy. And he like kind of whacks Krillin. So what happens next is Krillin's kind of like breathless. And he made this huge chasm in the ground with the blow he did. Nappa made like a huge hole in the ground. And Krillin's like, Chaozu, where is he? He was caught in that. And Tien's like, what? And Vegeta's like, Nappa, behind you. And Nappa's like, huh? And so Chaozu leeches onto the back of Nappa. And Krillin's like, Chaozu! And Tien's like, exclamation point, exclamation point!
I think that's just supposed to be like him yelling.
Like just screaming.
Yeah.
Like, and Nappa's trying to get Chaozu off his back. And Tien's yelling at him, what are you trying to do? Get out of there! And Chaozu says, goodbye, save yourself. And he goes, no, you can't. No, wait, Chaozu, don't. And Chaozu blows himself up in a self-sacrifice trying to save his friend. And then you see a close-up of Krillin, Piccolo, Gohan, and Vegeta. And Tien screaming, oh, Chaozu, Chaozu! And Piccolo's like, so he blew himself up to take out an opponent. He's won my respect. And Krillin's like, because Nappa is fine. There's barely a scratch on him. And he goes, hey, what a waste. You still don't get it, do you? And the next chapter is called A Saiyan's Gotta Do. And I'm assuming that means what a Saiyan... You know what? That's not even true. It says next A Saiyan's Gotta Do. You flip the page, it says DBZ Chapter 24. It's actually called The Last Blast.
Yeah. Also, I thought that they had like a title page, but do they not have those for...
So the way they did it... So this is an old one. The way they used to do it, they would have the title page gallery in the back, see?
Oh.
So, and it's weird. They're like out of order. So we're flipping to the back of the book. So this is the back of volume 3. And this edition came out in... Oh, it's always hard to figure out what year they... Because this has been printed a bunch of times. This is from 2003. So it's a title page gallery, but then they're not even in order. So it goes 24, 18, 19, 21... 20, 22, 25, 26, 27, 28, 31, 29. It doesn't make any sense. And the last one is 33, The Last of Nappa. Let's hurry and get down to business. I like this picture of Goku, though, because he goes, come on, Goku! So it's weird, the chapter pages, they used to do this where they didn't. They would just slap them at the back. I guess maybe they thought it flowed better.
Yeah.
But... if you're going to reprint them, why did they print them out of order?
I don't know. Maybe that's just how they originally do it. They're like, why not keep what they originally did?
I think that's probably what they did. And it's pretty weird. There is a... like, when you first open it... like I say, this is a pretty beat-up copy. This is one I picked up used. Can't even get to the first page. It's so beat up. So, like, at the first page, there's like a... note from Akira Toriyama that says 1989, and this is what he said. He said, I, just like probably all of you, love Disneyland. It's because everything is done so professionally, down to the smallest detail. Now that I think about it, I first got interested in drawing when I was in a nursery school and went to see 101 Dalmatians at the movie theater. I was inspired by the great artwork. I am very grateful. So that's something they now often is at the very back.
Yeah.
Like what the artist thinks. So it's just laid out different in these older books, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, so Henry, we did Dragon Ball, and you were going to do a chapter out of Yo-Kai Watch today?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so which volume of Yo-Kai Watch are we actually looking at?
We're looking at volume 12, chapter 124.
Okay. Got it pulled up.
I'll just talk about, like, you know, the front like Dad did.
Yeah.
So at the front it just says Yo-Kai Watch and has, like, a little 12 underneath it. It says, story and art by the Noriyukui Kanishi. Not the best at pronouncing.
That's okay. That's a tough one.
Then it shows the cover, which has, like, oh, wait. Actually, that isn't the cover. It's just, like, half of the cover, kind of.
Yeah, they just tweaked it a little. They took, like, the samurai off, right? Yeah.
Because I guess the samurai is like, their name is the last Nyamurai, and I guess they fought in like this war, I guess, but then they, you know, but they still are alive, I guess. Because yokai, I guess there's some yokai are dead, some of them are still just born as yokai, so.
What? You can be born as a yokai? Oh yeah, like a kappa. Like, yeah. they're just kappas. They're born that way. Yeah. I got you.
So
that makes sense.
After that, the page that shows, like, a little bit of...
Yeah.
So, and then it talks about the characters, and as talks about Nate Adams, Whisper, Jabandion, Barnaby
Bernstein. Yeah.
I think his name is just Bear. That's just what they call him.
Do they say Bear in the book or just on the show?
I think in both. And then we have Eddie, whose name is Edward Archer. The thing is, they don't even really appear. They just kind of have those. And then they have Usap and Yon, Haley Ann Thomas, and then Tom and Yon.
Nice.
So, yeah. Usap and Yon, Haley Ann Thomas are in, like... Haley and Thomas has a yokai watch. I haven't read any chapters about that, though, so we won't really be talking about them much.
That's cool.
Because I don't think they're in the chapters, so. There we go. So, for, like, the title card has, like, Nate's kind of, like, looking, like, shocked, kind of.
Yeah, he's kind of freaky looking.
Yeah, so, And then Nate says, I completely forgot to do my homework. Oh, no. And then, like, Bear's like, hey, Nate, you can copy mine. And he's like, oh, thank you. So, then
Whisper... That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. So then Whisper tells him, you know, you shouldn't do that. You should just, like, you know, if you just copy someone, you don't really get the, you know, the knowledge.
It's true. It's
like, they just, like, I don't care. So,
Ooh, he looks mad, too. He's like, get out of the way. You're blocking me. Yeah.
So, then Nate kind of looks a little, like, stressed, kind of. But then on the next page, you see he's carrying Bear around.
Mm.
He's like, oh, you have to repay me because I helped you with your homework. And he's like, hey, can you carry me another 300 feet? And he's like, I don't want to. He's like, what? You're not... But I... helped you with the homework, and so
do you know how long 300 feet is?
I don't.
I can literally tell you how big it is. So there's, do you remember, like, there's 3 feet in a yard?
Yeah, so that would be 100 yards.
And you know what's 100 yards long?
A
football field. So he wants to carry him basically from one end of a football field to another. That's a long way.
Yeah, so he thought maybe it's a cauldron sealing yokai.
Right.
So, yeah.
There's no such yokai, Nate.
So, yeah. He's like, hey, there's... Is this mysterious yokai over here? So there are yokai after all? Why didn't you say so? So, yeah, he shines his lights, and then he sees... And then Whisper's like, that's Oteria. The yokai that makes you, like, have to repay him if you do something.
Got it.
So, she's like, so.
She looks like a little angel, basically.
So Nate tells him to, like, go away, but then she says, okay, I'll do that. You just have to repay me. And it's like, I don't, no, I'm not gonna do that. But I was gonna do that for you. So,
So, it looks like she's crying here after she says that.
So, yeah, he's like... And then Bear, I guess, is inspirited by Ulterior.
Yeah, because it's basically like ulterior motive. Like when you do something for another reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's like, what are you babbling about? Because normal humans can't, you know, hear yokai or even see them.
Right.
So he's like... And then Bear's like, I know. You're just, like, a weirdo in a fantasy world. I'm just, like... And then Nate thinks, like, oh, I'm glad he catched on, I guess. I think that's, like, a joke. So, and then Nate's, like, why aren't you following him? He's, like... So, she's, like, trying to... Going behind me is, like, okay, are you, like, trying to get rid of me without giving me anything in return? Then she's, like... Oh, you're so cheap and stingy. And then, okay. It's like, okay, I'll leave you if you give me something in return again.
I love that he says, stop bad-mouthing me.
Yeah. I've had enough with you. And now he summons the last Nyamurai, who's the same samurai cat on the cover. He's like, it's like, oh, I see, because the last Nyamurai acts selflessly and respectfully, so he won't be, like, tricked.
Yep.
And then he comes out, but his neck is, like, super long and kind of looks like...
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's out of control. So normally he's, like, cat-sized, but now he's got, like, a brontosaurus neck or something. It's really weird.
So it's, like... And, like, the last Nyamura is, like, I'm kind of hungry, so, yeah, kind of looks skinny and stuff. So he gives him some bread.
That bread looks funny.
And then he's like, okay, fine, I'll summon Jabanyan. But then Jabanyan's, like, just head pops out and just, like, looks kind of goofy.
It's like, it sucks back in.
Yeah. And then Nate's like, oh, he's coming back out. But it's actually Tamanyan. And Tamanyan is, like, it's a cryptic yokai,
okay.
I think. So, yeah. I think that's what it said. They were introduced in chapter 11.
Okay.
I mean, volume 11, not chapter.
Right.
So he summons him, and, like, Tom and Josh is like, why do you keep, like, not calling me? Because I've only really did something in the first chapter I came out of. like, and I sh- and he's like, oh, I should be the main kid, or, and I don't even, and up here in a single panel, like, for any of them. And then Wizard was like, well, I was on the cover of the first book. It was like, and then he kind of gets angry. And then I think Nate's like, I don't think any of our readers have missed you at all. And then I think...
That's kind of rude, but funny.
He kind of just sits kind of like, oh, fine.
He does like duck mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so... And he says, like, oh, Jabanyan isn't coming out. And then Tom and John's like, I convinced him not to come out so I could be the leading role. And I guess no way he was thrilled for... No way, he was thrilled for a day off, so he...
So he was happy that he didn't have to come out, yeah.
Then Nate's like, oh, did you do that by force? That happened earlier. I just skipped a line, okay.
That's okay.
Oh, well. And then it's like, oh, I don't even care anymore. It's like, then Nate was like, what? Leave it to me. I'll make this manga inside again. But you have to repay me. Like, that's enough. Get out of here.
She's like, every time she wants something.
Okay, I'll leave if you give me something. And then he's kind of just still annoyed. It's like, Tom and Yon, could you, like, chase her away? Please? So, yeah, he, like, comes up. It's like, about to attack her. And then he does his, like, special attack. Sentai cuffs. Senti cuffs. I don't know which way it's pronounced. Then she uses the famous attack Whisper Shield, which Jabanyan uses that same thing in like a bunch of the other ones, but you know.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So all the attacks hit Whisper. It's like, oh no.
Man, it about knocked him out.
Like, Whisper, no. It's like, she's like, oh, thank you for saving me. It's like, help. So he's gonna try it again, and then she like looks kind of angry again, kind of, and then uses the same Whisper Shield. He's like, "Oh, don't hurt him."
He's not looking too good either.
So yep, Nate goes in front of him to block so Whisper doesn't get hurt, but then she goes in front, I guess, you know, like, okay, and then she gets hit. Is like, oh, well, I had to repay you because you blocked me first. But then I realized she used Whisper again.
Oh, jeez.
And Whisper just looks the same beat up as he was earlier, kind
of. Yeah, pretty much.
It's like Whisper.
His eyeballs at least went back in.
Yeah. So Whisper's like, are you okay? And so, yeah. It's like, so you don't just do, like, have people repay you, but you repay others? She's like, oh, helping others is, like, only natural, and paying them back when they help you. And Nate's like, oh, I thought she just wanted things. And it's like, anyway, since I just helped you, give me something in return. And it's like, and Nate's like, she really sticks to what she does. So then she's like, and she wants him to be your friend.
Yeah.
Because in, like, all the chapters end with them being friends.
So this whole time, all she wanted was to be his friend.
Not the whole time, because, you know, earlier they were enemies, but
that's
now
true.
They aren't. So, yeah. So, they become, kind of become friends, and Whisper's just on the side, like, what? And he's like, okay, so you're fine with becoming friends with people who, like, attack you, but you're not, but they're also fine with them using their friends as shields.
Hmm.
So, yeah, she gets his medal, and then he's like, he just kind of leaves and stuff. And then the last Yamura is like, I think it's about time we had a talk, because with Tom and Yon, because he's kind of a little suspicious of him.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he thought he was a little sus, kind of the other one. Because actually, Tom and Yon has a secret pan. I think I did talk about that in the last podcast.
Right.
It's like, then Thomas says, there's a favor I'd like to ask of you.
Dun, dun, dun.
It says,
does yours say the same thing about the Ghoul Father arc?
Yeah, the Ghoul Father arc is, I've not read any of this. This is the farthest I've gotten.
Okay.
So I think next time I might read about the first part one, because I think there's three parts. I'm not for sure, though.
Nice. That was a fun one. I always like when Whisper gets beat up, so it makes me
Why
laugh.
Do you like Whisper getting beat up?
I don't know. Whisper's just funny. And when he gets, when they bring him into the story more, I like that. Because a lot of times Whisper's just kind of sitting in the back saying stuff. He actually gets involved a little more in this one because the, like, Senti cuffs. That must mean, like, 100 punches or something. Because Senti, like, centipede, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and it looks like he punched him, like, 100 times easy.
Yeah, because that's, like, what all of their punches looks like. And I feel like, I don't know if I've reviewed any of... I haven't. But Jabanion has just a lot of chapters where Jabanion just goes on their own adventures. And I don't really like those as much as when, like, Nate does it. Because I think it's more interesting. And then the more yokai can kind of get involved instead of just being Jabanion with other new yokai.
Right.
And I feel like that kind of makes it so Nate really can't become friends with them because they're already in a chapter with Jabanion. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for listening to us. You can reach out to the show at 21st Century Boys on X. That's at 21STCENBOYS. You can reach out to me or Jack on X. Me at Iowa's Joe. Jack is at N_garlic. And I am also at Iowa's Joe on Blue Sky. I am at Iowa's Joe on Instagram. And at Iowa's Joe on Threads. I think I remembered to mention everybody. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.